This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
8:32 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Film Study Baltimore, he is Ken McCusick. What's going on, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How you doing?
Hanging in there, man. Ravens with a win that people are categorizing as an ugly win, 16-10 over the Cleveland Browns. Can I take all wins? But one of the things they were able to do and make Cleveland look pretty ugly, that stopped that wanted run game of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, did a great job. And it was not one thing, which is really good. They set the edge extremely well. They got penetration usually from one player along the line. They got great backside containment. They had pursuit from the backside, shutting those lanes down. They got extremely fast and physical play from the inside linebackers and from the safeties in this game. So we saw Clark in the backfield some. We saw Queen, of course, in the backfield a number of times. Bynes, Welch, Stevens. So they all were playing very well in run support. And as big as the Browns are, they have a big offensive line. They play two and three tight ends a lot. As big as they are, they don't show you a ton of different looks. And the Ravens did a very good job of knowing what they're going to face and doing a great job with it.
We talked about Tyus Bowser a little bit. He is someone that we had high hopes for and seems like he may finally be coming into his own.
Great game again, a second consecutive week where he played at a very, very high level. And, you know, all season he's really been very good. I've got a list of highlights that are just too numerous to mention in my article, but the last two TDs in particular, he had a pass defensed on the last play. The previous play to that, he also had a second to last play, he had a pass defense, and then the last one he had the tackle to end the game. So been rushing the passer and setting the edge as well. He's just doing everything at a very high level right now.
How weird is it for you to read some of the numbers that are out there? Like Lamar's 4-0 when he throws two interceptions or more. We had a game where he threw four. It's the only time that someone this season has thrown four interceptions
in 41 games.
In 41 games and won. Even when he's bad, he still does some things out there to keep them in the game. What have you seen from him thus far?
Yeah, so the interceptions are very, very kind of a scary thing that might continue. Give him a pass because it's his first week back and because, hey, there's no other option at quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. But I think he did a lot of things to keep the Ravens on the field with the run game, and they really needed to win snap count in this game. So they won it 77-57. His running in particular was a lot of that. They only got 3.9 yards per offensive play. That exactly matches last week what they did against the Bears. These two games, they won the snap count 76-57 against the Bears, 77-57 against the Browns, when they really needed to keep their defensive line off the field for as long as possible. I've never seen a two-game incongruent stat thing like that, where they win the snap count by that much and have this ridiculously low yards per play. It's weird, and it's a lot Lamar and his running.
Hey, but Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. We talk, all the talk defensively is what they did to the run game. When you hold Cleveland to 10 points, you got to be pretty effective against the pass, too. The Ravens were able to shut them down on key passing downs.
Yeah, absolutely. And when they did that, when they got to third and five or later, or at the end of the first half, when they knew the Browns were going to pass the second half too, they put in their rush dime defense, I call it. And it's six defensive backs, as the name implies. But it's also one defensive lineman. That would typically be Calais Campbell, but was Matabike in this case. Three outside linebackers, Houston, Bowser, and Owe, and Board at inside linebacker, who's their passing down specialist. They had 16 of those snaps in this game. The Browns gained a total of 12 yards on them, three quarters of a yard per play. So those are the highest leverage downs, and those are the downs that won the Ravens the game. They only converted one of those the entire game.
I want to talk about Lamar for a second. Just, you know, we're trying to bright side saying, well, he won. He came back from adversity. But how was his overall performance?
Yeah, I mean, his running did some things to keep the Ravens in the game. I thought the pass to Andrews, if you want to pick out the high points from this, the first one where Andrews was racing down the sideline to present him a deep target, I thought was an outstanding shared understanding, and Andrews' ability to catch that ball was just remarkable. Same thing with the ball in the end zone. Lamar drifted back. The ball snapped at the 13-yard line, and he threw it from the 35. Incredible evasion to get out of some sacks and get that ball off at all. And then Andrews, he threw it to an open spot, and Andrews went to get it. I mean, I look at those plays, and I say, that's really good. And then I look at the interceptions, which are all Andrews' targets, and I said, that's not good. And that can't continue next week, or the Ravens, you know, they won't be able to continue to win ugly and lucky a little bit like they did in this one.
Did you notice the route that Hollywood ran on? It was an incomplete pass, but it was a double move where he came back to the ball and then spun and ran upfield. I haven't seen anything like that. It just seems like with the ability of Lamar to create and get extra time that they can actually put in some of these combo routes. I mean, usually we're used to seeing like sluggos and out and ups, but it seems like we're seeing different types of routes from him on some of those deep passes.
Yeah, I'll have to actually look at that one, Jeremy. That's a good one. I haven't seen it yet, but you're right. I mean, with extended play ability comes all sorts of possibility for off-script route running. So if you want to have somebody do something funky, particularly after, you know, their route is quote-unquote done, you have opportunities for that. And I think that we saw it on the Andrews play that making space deep or making space back over the middle where a quarterback isn't supposed to throw the ball is still something the Ravens like to try and do. In fact, Lamar will often motion a receiver away from the route rules to go to the sideline at the end of a extended play.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Ken, tell folks in Baltimore why they need to be a part of the film study.
All kinds of stuff out there in terms of podcasts every day, and we have the defensive article out there right now.
There you go. Ken McCusick, thanks a lot, my man.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, right. I'm actually hopping on with Ken tonight, so we're going to jump on and talk some offense.
But what are you hopping on?
On his podcast. But now, if you guys get a chance, it was an incomplete pass. I wish you'd have caught it because you don't typically see routes run like this. You see delayed moves, double moves, things like that. But it was almost like Hollywood came back to the ball and then spun, did a spin move, and then took off in a full sprint down the sideline. The pass was incomplete, but just wasn't your prototypical route that you'd normally see from a wide receiver. I just thought it was interesting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.